Welcome in. Welcome back to the morning show on the Talk of Central Illinois. This is News Talk WTIM on the Big 870 across Central Illinois, 96.1 FM in Christian County, 107.5 FM in Shelby County, 107.7 FM in Moultrie County. This is News Talk WTIM. Have Dr. Chris Doherty, Taylorville School Superintendent, on the phone. And Dr. Doherty, I'm just going to let you make the announcement that that needs to be made in just the news that you have to say. I will let you make that announcement.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for making time for the district to have airtime this morning. This is a really difficult time for our community, but we had to make a decision as a school district to revise our back-to-school fall plan, and we will be in remote learning for all students on a modified return-to-school plan. It will look different than it did in the spring.
Okay, so let's get into that. How will it look different for families and for students?
Okay. As you recall, in the spring, when the governor closed schools, we had a weekend to make a plan and do an announcement and restructure all the students. What we decided as a school district yesterday during a very difficult meeting and trying to hammer out all of the logistics with having our students on campus, and we kept circling back to safety, and we couldn't guarantee it. And so the best that we can come up with to ensure safety right now is all students begin remote this fall. The first day for kids will be Wednesday, August 19th, and that will be a remote communication from teachers. Our teachers will be provided the 2 days prior to that to plan for it, and we will have supports in place for curriculum and technology for our teachers. We have been working on that. What we did last year is we kept the devices out in the community for our students because we were very much afraid of what the pandemic would look like in the fall, and our fears have proven to be accurate. So the majority of our students still have their devices, so they're going to continue to utilize them. We do have a clinic set up, a drive-through clinic at the Pepsi building where they repair devices, the drop-off pickup, and we've got other devices on order. For instance, we're bringing the kindergartners in on the iPads, but we have a backlog of technology just due to the coronavirus. So as soon as we receive those tools and get them ready for kids, the communication will come out from principals to families. What we're going to do this time on the remote plan is review it quarterly to see what the conditions are like, to see if it's safe to return to school. This time, our teachers have access to the school classrooms and teaching resources and technology. As you recall, the last time the governor closed our schools down, everybody had to pull out and not utilize the facility. What we believe happens is we believe the governor is going to have us in the pattern of phase three, which is smaller group. And so our task force, which is district administrators and staff, they're crafting plans in each of the buildings for limited in-person experiences throughout this remote period. What you will see is small groups of students, and the information will be communicated out from teachers and from schools, but we're trying to connect kids and teachers and get them on campus. It just can't be full school day like what we had in the past because of the conditions. But you'll see sports activities, you'll see some clubs, you'll see some instructional opportunities, and you'll see some technology support and social-emotional support on campus for our students, and also through home visits. We really understand that this causes substantial disruption to the lives of many in our community, and it's very painful for all involved. It was the most difficult decision I've made thus far in my career. But it always, you have to put student safety and staff safety number one when you make any decision.
Exactly.
In the public.
100%. 100%. Student safety, staff safety has to come first. And it had to have been an extremely, extremely difficult decision to make. Talking with Taylorville Superintendent Dr. Chris Doherty. So, Dr. Doherty, what support is going to be there for families? We talked about this last time you were on. Are you working with Chris at the YMCA to try and get some additional daycare options available? Because I know that's something that a lot of families is going to be at the top of all families' minds right away.
Yes, we are working with him. He still has some capacity at his facility. And then we are open to partnering if he wants to do a satellite program within one of our facilities. When I talked to him as of this morning, he had 10 people enrolled. And he's not sure how this announcement changes that, but we are absolutely in full partnership to do everything we can to support families and our staff with childcare during this time frame.
What's your biggest concern about making this decision about moving remote? What's your biggest concern about having to make that decision?
Well, at every single arena, we went through a matrix and we reviewed busing, nursing, food service, instruction, health safety protocols, sanitation. We reviewed every single piece of what would be involved, and it kept circling back to safety. And that is the reason that we came to the decision. But our biggest concern is for the safety of our community.
And in regards to having remote learning, what's your biggest concern about remote education and children not being in the classroom?
Well, it obviously is not as effective as in-person education. We can all agree on that point. But our biggest concern is getting kids engaged and supporting families with that instruction. Our teachers are marvelous, and they are absolutely rolling up their sleeves, working as teams. They have changed, become a Google district, and they have changed the way they interact with families and with kids and with curriculum. And they're up for the task. Quite possibly we'll learn some lessons through this fall experience that improve instruction moving forward. But we are going to have students will receive 5 hours of learning activities every day, and that would include their specials. We're going to connect students safely with technology. We're going to work individually with our teachers and getting kids into sections and then work with those families. And we'll work with the busing company. We've got contract services with Durham, and Sue Tapp is very, very much on board. She said, you just let me know, you know, what kind of special arrangements for small group, and I will do everything I can with my crew to make sure we can connect kids and teachers in school.
In terms of the 5 hours of education a day with working households, with parents who work during the day and kids who will be at daycare, how are those children supposed to get those 5 hours of remote learning in if parents aren't at home and kids are at daycare?
Well, one thing our teachers are going to do is they're going to have a planning day a week where they push out a week's worth of material. And so it'll be structured, and people will be able to do the work and then communicate back in more of a work cycle. And what we're going to do is we're going to check attendance, and we're going to have grading in place, and we're going to have expectations. They'll be clearly communicated from the classroom grade levels and or departments out to the families and to the students.
And last question before we go to our break. There are some grade levels and there are some classes in regards to high school that are a little difficult to handle online. So how is that going to be handled? Because obviously kindergarten, a big part of kindergarten is that interpersonal communication and building relationships. And in terms of high school, on the other side of this, doing chemistry, biology, all those sciences, wood shop, and all those sort of things online is difficult as well. How are those going to be handled?
That's very difficult. We are going to utilize small group and outdoor and technology as much as possible to still meet the needs utilizing some of those platforms.
Talking with Taylorville Superintendent Dr. Chris Doherty, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back and talk more on the morning show on the Talk of Central Illinois. This is News Talk WTIM. Back with more after this on News Talk WTIM. Welcome in. Welcome back to the morning show. Continuing my conversation with Taylorville Superintendent Dr. Chris Doherty on News Talk WTIM, the Big 870 across Central Illinois, 96.1 FM in Christian County, 107.5 FM in Shelby County, 107.7 FM in Moultrie County. So, Dr. Doherty, for those just joining us, make that announcement that we made in the first segment once again for families who are just joining us.
Okay. So as a district, we take to heart our efforts to keep kids safe at the very beginning of whatever we do. So we have made the difficult decision to begin the school year remote this fall, and the first day of school for students will be Wednesday, August 19th. Teachers will report to school that week on Monday and Tuesday, and they'll have their remote information available that they'll be distributing to families. So the first 2 weeks of school, teachers will be on campus, and they will be working in individual and small group so they can do meet and greets with their students and establish priorities for the fall semester.
So the first meeting with the teacher will happen within those first 2 weeks. So how are those first 2 weeks specifically going to look for families?
Well, what we are going to do is we're going to put out a schedule in advance so that people can prepare. But just at this point, with the decision made yesterday by the district, if parents just know that we will have something in place for them the first 2 weeks to get services established, and that the student's first day is Wednesday, and that would be remote instruction.
Okay. And you will still be offering meals for families, correct?
Yes. What we're going to do is we're going to provide meals on a weekly basis. And the pickup, there'll be a pickup site, and there'll be delivery via the bus in all the communities. And that schedule will also be put out for parents early.
Got it. And in regards to registration, is registration still open?
Registration is open.
Okay.
To the district website. I know this week the secretaries returned to the schools, and they're making calls to families that have not registered. And yesterday, I think North School had 60 students they were looking for. So registration, it is closing in, and it's important that we can account for students. More important, really, than any other year. So if I could encourage anything, it's for parents to get on and get registered so that we can start that communication with families.
And when will parents get all of this information in terms of teachers, in terms of what the first 2 weeks of school are going to look like for their child? When can parents expect that information?
I would expect to see the principals having some solid plans in place as a result of next week's work. They're hard at it already, and it could be in advance of that. But we will be pushing out information on a rolling basis as soon as it's available. Our goal is to not blindside families and to give as much notice as possible so arrangements can be made for the remote instruction. And then we will be flexible in working families and kids onto campus. And we understand that we've got some time to do that, and we have to do it safely. And we also recognize the horrible inconvenience this places families in, and it is of utmost concern to us.
And in the last 2 minutes here, I want to give you the floor. Anything you want to say, anything that that you want families to know about this decision, this important decision that you made yesterday?
Well, just the honest nature of where it came from. We believe there's a very strong likelihood that there is a force to move to shift to remote. So we wanted to get ahead of that curve as to not further inconvenience our community. It's important to realize that we do get through this era, and we will get through it safely and educated, and hopefully we can work as partners, to support one another, because this really is now an opportunity for the community to come together, and we are asking everybody to do that. So if you've got neighbors that you know are safe and healthy, you can, encourage the kids to perhaps study together and do healthy activities and just remain as safe as possible. The very basics are what's encouraged. It's social distancing, it's wearing masks, it's deep sanitation and fresh air. So if our community can make every effort to focus on health, that's the the ticket really back to on campus.
Taylorville Superintendent Dr. Chris Doherty, and any updates, you can find him at TaylorvilleDailyNews.com. You can find him on Facebook and at the Taylorville Community Unit School District website, which is what, Dr. Doherty?
It is just Google Taylorville School District. It'll pop right up.
Taylorville Superintendent Dr. Chris Doherty. Dr. Doherty, thank you so much for the time, and I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
On News Talk WTIM, network news is next. On the Talk of Central Illinois, this is News Talk WTIM. Network news is next. We'll be right back.